Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That last word is free, as in Free Talk Live. And, you know, a lot of phones, they don't have the letters on them anymore. So, 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype. Our username's lrn.fm. That's LRN as in Liberty Radio Network. It's me, Mark.
And Daryl.
Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about what is ever on your mind. We were talking about in the last segment this heartbleed vulnerability is got a lot of people talking about computer safety.
Yes.
And there's some ways that you can sort of set up a practice around how you create passwords. I know you've been using that same password, you know, your kid's name with a number behind it for a long time. Or maybe your pet. You got a pet. You know, Fluffy 09. That thing. That is a bad, bad password. And we're trying to give you some ideas on how to make it better. Some things that you can do to make it better. Now, I also want to tell you about the cam at cam.freetalklive.com. We have been... we've been taking the cam footage and putting it up online on our YouTube channel. So you can see Free Talk Live in its entirety on YouTube. We take the whole thing and put it up there so the folks can do whatever they want with it. It is, I guess that's at, I don't know, look for us on YouTube. Search Free Talk Live. Can't remember what our user account name is off the top of my head.
I believe it's youtube.freetalklive.com will take you to that.
We often do things like that. So youtube.freetalklive.com, good. So go ahead, Daryl, tell us the other ways that we can create secure passwords.
Well, for anybody that missed the first two, let me repeat those. Don't use personal information. So don't have your name and then the city or state that you live in. That's not a good password. Add special characters, numbers, and punctuation, but do so randomly in the middle of the word. So, for example, if you've got Blossom and you need to add a couple of numbers, and special characters, put a special character and a number in the middle of the word. So, for example, BLO underscore number 7 SSOM pound 9.
Yeah, I think that there's not a bad idea of using the punctuation in this, but I think I have a better system, and somebody who I, in this area, have a great deal of respect for has just called in, and I'm interested in what he has to say on the subject too. Dennis calling in from Concord. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, so with respect to passwords being very crackable, you were talking earlier about, you know, being able to crack your passwords in the blink of an eye. There are actually online special files called rainbow files. Are you familiar with the idea of rainbow tables or rainbow files?
Well, if I'm, I am not, but if even if I was, I would still tell you to explain them because people who are listening are not.
So basically what they do is you get a password and then it gets stored in the computer encrypted, in an encrypted format. And what people have done is taken every possible decryption of, or every possible encryption of slews and slews of common password names, and just put them into giant files, which makes it blindingly fast to brute force guess a gazillion different passwords. They don't even have to be, you know.
That's frightening. But let me ask you this, Dennis. I mean, that's petrifying. But let me ask you this. You know, most of the passwords that people use are online passwords. So to their bank or, you know, website or email or something like that. Those things, if you try too many, you know, if you try blindingly fast a million things, it's going to stop at 3 or 5 or whatever and tell you that you're going to have to reset your password and, you know, go through some kind of rigmarole to get back in, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So those are only going to work on getting into your Wi-Fi box or something that's sort of offline. So if you have something encrypted, an encrypted file on your computer, or you have Wi-Fi password or something like that, they can crack those babies and once they put a black box on them and just wham, smack them right open. But an online password's relatively safe, isn't it?
So, no. I mean, online passwords are never particularly safe. But a really good method, I don't know if this is going to be in Daryl's list, but a really good method that I like to use is to take a sentence or a phrase, something that, sticks in your head that you'll always remember. Maybe if you're very highbrow, you might do a little bit of something from Shakespeare.
What light through on yonder window breaks? It is the dawn.
There you go. What light through yon window breaks? And then you take the first letter of each word. So W, L, T, Y, W, B. And now you've got this completely non-word that is super easy to remember. What light through yon window breaks? Just type all the first letters. And then just spruce that up, adding an occasional exclamation point, what light? Question mark. So W, L, question mark. Through yon window breaks, exclamation point, right?
Yep.
And now you've got something that's never going to be in any table or any file, and is effectively totally random and unguessable, but very easy to remember. That's a little trick that I just love to use.
So
that's actually one of the things that is on this list.
Now, I have a trick that that I've heard elsewhere, and I think that this is, it's possible that this might work out. I've taken an iteration of this for myself, because I didn't, if somebody's giving this advice, it's just too common. But you pick your favorite radio station. It's going to have generally four numbers and four letters. And then you take some, random, web things off the website you're at for your website. So it's for your password. So if, for instance, your password is for Gmail, and you would take, whatever your favorite radio station is, what's coming to mind for me is K-Rock. I think it's 104.1. So you use 104.1. K-Rock, and then you add at the end capital letters from Gmail. Say you use the first and the third letters of Gmail, and then so you've got the G and the A, and you've got that capitalized at the end. And here you have this password that changes for every single website that you're on. And it's going to be pretty difficult for people. I mean, they're not going to likely pick a radio station. And by the way, if you have if your favorite radio station is a big one like K-Rock, perhaps you should pick one less known. But that I thought was a pretty interesting system.
Word. Oh, by the way, you guys were talking about, I know there's conspiracy theorists out there, I know, but I did see an interview with a guy who approved the change to OpenSSL that resulted in this security flaw. And I reviewed the change myself, and I think the guy in the interview, he said that it was completely just he owned up to it, yep, bonehead maneuver, I missed it,
Okay.
And looking at that change, I can honestly say it's something that anyone could do. If you're not thinking at that time, and I don't particularly like the OpenSSL, that aspect of the protocol where the client has to tell you how long a string is, that's always just fraught, because clients are evil and sneaky and will try to deceive you with server people. But, it's not, I don't believe in any way that this is some nefarious NSA thing. I'm sure that if NSA knew about it, and probably they did, they'd be more than happy to exploit it, but I don't think this was a case of injecting bad things into the code. It was just simple human failure.
Okay. Well, if you say it, I'm tend to believe it, Dennis. I know that this is what you do for a living, more than 60 hours a week. So chances are good that you're right. Now, I want to make sure that people know that OpenSSL is in no way associated with OpenVPN. Which is what ProXPN, one of the choices that ProXPN, the sponsor of our phone lines, gives us for encryption for the VPN service. Dennis, thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
855-450-3733. We've been talking about ways that you know, this heartbleed thing's got people pretty concerned about computer secrecy, not to mention the NSA and those sorts of things. Now, we have ProXPN brings you our phone lines, 855-450-FREE. That's a great way to increase your online security. But another way is to have good passwords. And, Daryl, we've been talking about ways to have good passwords.
Yes.
So, go on.
So, the next one on the list is to invert your password.
Invert it. You turn it upside down?
No, no. So, there's a company called Tech2. And they recommend making your password more complicated by flipping a password you've already created and putting it on the end.
What? So what's on the end?
Let's just say, for example, and they have something here as an example, SNA_1L3.
What the hell is that?
And then you would invert that. It's just a random string of numbers and letters.
I hate this crap. And I'm sorry. I consider this to be bad advice.
Hold on. Let's go back to the one that they gave earlier, the Blossom 79.
The Blossom 79 thing is much better advice because humans can remember this stuff.
So then you would take Blossom 79 and flip that to where it would be 97 and then Blossom spelled backwards.
All right.
So you're making your password twice as long. Intentionally.
I just don't agree with this. I think that...
Hold on. This makes a really secure password. It makes something that is difficult to remember.
Difficult to remember and difficult to type. Every additional letter, you can't see what you're typing. So, this is a country of hunters and peckers out there. People aren't, I do not think you need a 16-character password. I think this is terrible advice. Frankly, I think you need something between 8 and 10. Because what you need is something that's going to work on every website. And most websites, the most they demand from you is to have letters and numbers and capitals and lowercase.
Right.
Maybe having a punctuation in there is not a bad idea. What I think you need is a set of letters, numbers, and punctuation that you always use, and then to change it individually for each website. So pick some of the letters, whichever letters you use, the first letter and the second letter, the first letter and the third letter, the first letter and the last letter, the first letter, the last letter and the third letter, because they're all going to have a last letter and a third letter,
yes.
Except for HP.com, or something like that. You pick these systems that are going to work better. I do not like this. Let's make people's passwords long and complicated.
Don't use the same password for all accounts.
My system, as I told earlier, is going to give you a different password for every account. But it's going to be so simple that you're going to remember it every time.
Yes. And what they have down here is the reason why. I said it's not just a good idea, or rather, it's just not a good idea. Yeah. Imagine if a hacker cracks your password, they now have access to all of your social media and email accounts and any banking that you do.
Yes, this is the reason you shouldn't use the same password on every account. Absolutely.
The next one on the list is one that I think makes absolutely no sense.
All right.
From a security standpoint, get a password manager. Password managers help you generate random passwords that are strong, then store them for you. So
encrypted on your machine. So I have this this one that I use in some circumstances called LastPass. Now, this can be very good.
That's one that they recommend. There's also Dashlane, 1Password, Keeper, and Password Box.
So one time I was at an event, and somebody had their password sniffed at this event because they entered them in with a keystroke on their computer. I had ProXPN, but in one of the circumstances, I had forgotten to turn it on. It was not activated at the moment. This is one of the reasons I recommend keeping it on all the time. It's not the easiest thing to do. I understand. But, that's it. I didn't have it on. That's the reality of the situation. Now, because I logged on to my email with the LastPass rather than logging on with, a keystroke, nobody got me. Nobody sniffed me.
Right.
But if I would have had my laptop stolen and LastPass is, you know, like I have it open and, you know, I don't like to enter that password every time. I have a system where it irregularly makes me enter my password. They've got access to everything. So it's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Do you want to be safe online or do you want to be safe in real life is what these managers are all about.
The next one on the list, intentionally misspell words.
Yeah.
Most brute force attacks to determine your password will have a reference dictionary, so common words are easier for them to figure out.
Yes.
Why not throw hackers a curveball by intentionally misspelling a word in your password? So, for instance, unicorn 73#4 would become unicorn spelled O-O-N-I-K-O-R-N.
It's a pretty strong password. The other thing is that I think it's fair to mention again is that you can't brute force online passwords. If you're talking about your email or your bank or something like this, they're not going to be able to do a million hits in a second to break it open. However, if you're talking about your Wi-Fi account, you know, this is where you should have a paragraph from your favorite book as your password or something.
Yes.
Some much longer password. That's where it really comes into play. So.
And then the last one on the list is the one that Dennis recommended, where you take a sentence and then take the first letter of each word of the sentence.
Yeah.
And the example that they give is, Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Yep.
Then becomes T-I-H-A-F-W-N-I-K-A.
Right.
With the T, I, and K all being capitalized.
That would be certainly helpful, and everybody's got a favorite book, and, a favorite line from that favorite book is a great way to, get yourself a set of random letter, a lowercase and uppercase letters, and that's going to be very helpful. You also have to throw some numbers and punctuation in there, and I think it's a good idea to have letters from the website you're visiting. That way it changes that thing every single time. So you have it, maybe it's in the middle, maybe it's in the front, maybe it's at the end, but it changes it every time if you add those extra two letters or whatever from the website. Just our advice here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Get some security tips? Let us know at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You can give us a call and talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. This is Mark.
And Daryl.
Again, 855-450-3733. But we just finished up an article on password strength, which is, something important here. We all have these online lives, and, you can't just run around with your dog and the number 69 behind it. It's kind of a really strange password, but I'll bet you somebody's got it. Or password spelled with a 4 in the middle or something. No, that's not gonna cut it. You need something better than that.
Well, that's better than just the word password.
Yeah, it's better. Anyway, you can go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get a free pound of some of the most delicious coffee you're ever going to try. This coffee is 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans, shade grown. Now, shade grown is really important for those that have issues with coffee giving them kind of an upset stomach. Because shade grown doesn't have the acidity that regular Robusto beans do. BuzzBox is also unique in that they care greatly about the people that work for them. They offer loans to people to join their coffee co-op so that these families can make a better life for themselves by producing sustainable coffee that doesn't wreck their land. That means that they can pass it on for generations. This is really important. Also, they allow partners like Free Talk Live to provide microloans to people around the world. This is the reason I was interested in this from the beginning, is because we can help people. You can't be free until you can at least earn a living. And that's what people are able to do with these microloans. If we get 1,000 listeners to sign up, we can get 100 microloans to make people's lives better. Plus, your life is made better. You're going to still be a coffee drinker. You're going to still buy coffee, but now you're going to get great coffee that's better for you, that's delivered right to your door. It handles your whole It hinders your whole coffee issue. So coffee.freetalklive.com. To get a free pound, you cover the shipping, we'll cover the pound. You have to sign up for a subscription, but you can cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Jim, calling in from Scottsdale. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, Mark, you've had this harassing caller in the past month.
Is this Whit?
You've had this harassing call in the last month.
Let me answer. Okay.
That like, hello?
Yes, I just wanted to know if it was Whit, and then it Matt, didn't seem like you answered my question. I can't answer a question.
Call me that. My if name is James.
All right, fine.
You're in studio with somebody that thinks I should be banished from your airwaves. So he's not a libertarian, and I think he's a man of weak mind and weak character. Straight up.
I don't think that, I mean, Free Talk Live is a private show, so therefore...
I know that. I want to talk to you, Mark.
May
I say something about this caller that's been harassing you and likes to point out to the audience that you're a convicted felon?
That's correct.
And has something to do with being a murderer. Or a murderer. Now, I don't think... See, I've only been listening, and by the way, happy anniversary, Mark. It's been a month now since I've been listening to your program and calling in to disagree with you as respectfully as I can. But I never call in to wax you and to, like most of the time, the hosts on this program agree with each other.
And yeah, so, I think we need dissenting opinions if it's dissented well, but go ahead.
Very good. I should try. I should like to do so. My point is, I know that I never, not having known that about you until like halfway into my experience with your show, I always thought that you sound like a decent chap, even though some of the things you, the caricature of you, of me that you have is despicable and wrong. And it's because you're prejudiced. Like I've already said on your show, all men are prejudiced.
Yeah, all men are prejudiced.
But I forgive you.
Thank you.
I forgive you because, again, I think you're a decent chap and want to do well towards your fellow man, even though you said truly astonishing things about me that are not true, but you believe it because, like so many libertarians I know, you're so progressive, and progressives are the most prejudiced, stereotypical minds of anybody that I've ever been around in my experiences with philosophy, theology, economics, and what have you.
Well, I don't think I'm progressive, Whit. I actually almost had a Republican elephant tattooed on my arm in my early 20s. So I'm reasonably certain I'm not progressive. I also used to be a pro-war guy. You know, I supported the invasion of Afghanistan and the invasion of Iraq. And then I had a change of heart. Because over time, I began to see that although I might be scared of some attack here or there, that the government is a terrible organization that has no, consequences for its actions. So you shouldn't turn over important things like security to them.
Okay, right. Like you just affirmed, your anti-war rants, ramblings, whatever you want to call them, that some guy that calls everything I call in about ramblings on online when he posts your show on archives. Again,
I don't post them
like
on.
I'm not saying you are. I said some guy. I think his name's Benjamin.
Okay.
You sound so progressive. And anti-war is something I want to talk to you later about your Holy Trinity, your show's Holy Trinity, anti-war, anti-government, pro-free markets.
Okay.
I'm like largely with you on two of them.
Yes.
I don't believe we ever will get rid of evil on this earth if we're anti-war. So like I told your call screener, I called him about Mahatma Gandhi, but quickly I want to finish you my point about the caller that harasses you. He wants to reduce your life and the worst thing that ever happened to you, the worst thing you ever did, to reducing you to being basically scum and that you should belong in jail because you were a part of somebody else committing the murder, I believe, from what
but
I can say.
That's right. But this guy doesn't even have that solution.
I don't care for him. I think he's a hateful person. He's not a good contributor to the show because he just wants to harass you, like I said. Again, Mark, I think you're a decent human being, And I think the people that were celebrating on VJ Day were not celebrating the death of innocent children. They were celebrating the death of the evil empire of Japan. Again, and violence beget peace. That was the first reason why I ever called your show, and it did beget peace. And I think you can point out a few. Let me say, and one more thing. My dad was also an artillery commander in Germany. Well, let's say in the north of France, and until when they got into Germany, he used to order bombs be dropped on. Who knows? But they were aiming at Nazis. He ended up after.
It wasn't until Dresden that they were aiming. So these bombs, these 500-pound and 1,000-pound bombs, were they're much more specific things. So you don't want to waste them on civilians. You drop them with the purpose of, until Dresden, when they firebombed the city, and that's a different story.
Bureaucratic overkill, as it was has been called, which is pretty good description of it. Again, my dad wasn't aiming for children.
Right.
He was aiming for guys that were literally wearing swastikas who like to hide amongst children, just like the people working in munitions factories hid amongst children. They're scum, and they never did it again. Again, my dad had German friends after the occupation of Germany, and they all realized that the innocent people that died during World War II was 100% their culpability, not the Americans. Just like Japanese people came to love General MacArthur. They literally came to revere
him. Well, there's such thing as Stockholm Syndrome, too, Whit.
Oh, my God. Okay, so may we skip to that? Skip the caricature that you have of me. I know what the Stockholm Syndrome is, and about becoming of like mind with your abductor.
Oppressor, yeah. Abductors, yeah.
Oppressors, yeah. The same thing.
And these things happen, right?
Germany and Japan are wonderful countries now. They're not victims of Stockholm Syndrome.
Yes, but the United States used violence in this circumstance, too. And the United States is the largest military on the planet. So you can't claim that the use of violence didn't beget violence in that circumstance. It did. The United States won, and it became more violent.
Okay. I call in to respond to things you say after I don't get a chance to respond. And I
all right, let's talk about it next time. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
On Free Talk Live, we're bringing people to the ideas of liberty every day. From wrestling superstars like Glenn Jacobs.
You guys really are having an impact, I believe. Like I said, a lot of where I am now is due to listening to Free Talk Live. You changed my mind on some very important issues years ago.
To random people tuning in on the radio.
I was kind of stuck in the left-right paradigm. I heard your show by chance on a Saturday night. From there, I went on, joined the Free State Project, and become an amplifier. So, I mean, that's really the reason why I amp is because I know that if it wasn't for you guys being on as many stations as you are, I never would have found the ideas of liberty.
Your amp will directly change more lives by getting Free Talk Live in front of people looking for talk radio online and on the air. Find out about giving to our Google AdWords campaign at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Is it possible to call in? I guess it is. We might be able to squeeze you in the last few moments of the show here. This is the final segment of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Daryl.
And we just had Whit call in, and I thought that Whit claims to be a libertarian, and I would have thought that he might have, shed the left-right paradigm, but he called me a progressive, and I think that this is interesting. I'm not upset by any means. I'm amused, but, this form of application of things like progressive and conservative to the liberty philosophy. And this is really important to talk about because these terms are loaded as hell and outdated and old. They just don't make any sense.
Yes.
And I want to tell you about that really just after I finish telling you about blockchain.info. You can go to blockchain.info. You can get the best online wallet available for Bitcoins. Now, if you have Bitcoins, you have to have a wallet to keep the Bitcoins in. And the wallet is essentially an online account. And this is what it is. This one is safe because it's not a third-party wallet. They never possess your Bitcoins. All the encryption's done in your browser. The convenient thing is you're able to access it from your computer or your tablet or your smartphone or whatever. That makes it awesome. So you can, do your main accounting on your computer, and then when you want to do purchases, right there on your smartphone. Blockchain.info, and I can't recommend them highly enough. So, I'm a progressive, is the claim that Whit made. Now, I would be considered by most libertarians that I know to be conservative in their estimation. I do not ascribe to the idea that a polyamorous lifestyle is going to provide the best outcomes for most people. Now, if it works for you, awesome. I'm not going to not talk to you because of it. I might ask some questions, but I'm not going to not talk to you. I don't, ascribe to feminism, for instance, which has sort of gotten big in the liberty movement.
Well, and that is such a loaded term as well.
Yes, it's all these loaded terms.
If by feminism you mean that men and women should be treated equally under the law, then yes, I'm a feminist.
Yes.
If by feminist you mean
men
that
and women should not be treated equally under the law, which is, what feminism seems to have worked for a great deal in the last few decades.
That Well, a lot of people, not only that, but that women should be given special privileges under the law.
Right. That's not equal.
That's not equal. True. And also in some fields to where physical strength is really paramount to the job,
yeah,
such as professional firefighter.
Right, you have to pick up.
They have lowered the standards so that more women can pass the strength test in the name of feminism.
Right, and that's ridiculous. That's not in the name of firefighting, and that's really the problem. We have female firefighters that can do things on our fire crew, and that is awesome. There's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, you know, in some circumstances, holding a clipboard is just as important as holding a fire hose, because these jobs have value. They're important. So, anyway, let's go back to progressivism. I hold very few progressive philosophies. But yeah, I do believe that libertarianism needs to have multiple messages so that we can welcome lots of different people in. Witt calls himself a libertarian. I say, fine. I'm a big umbrella libertarian. I'm fine with that. But I do have a special cudgel for war, because I think the first and foremost most dangerous thing that government does is kill. That during the 20th century, the state, and by the state I mean people that claim for themselves a monopoly privilege or a cartelized privilege of violence in a given geographic area, those people killed more people than smoking, heart disease, any cancer, anything else. So, yeah, most of those are communist dictators, people like Mao, Pol Pot, Stalin, these kind of things. But the United States can't deny that they're responsible for many innocent deaths, too. And I just want to see the fewer of those, the better. Now, the reason that, for instance, I'm against the dropping of bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki is because Japan was suing for peace through Russia at the time. That was an ally of the United States. And there was, you know, why do you need to invade the Japanese mainland? If you would have held these bombs and these soldiers off for a little while, then you could have just as easily. Japan was on the run for the last 2 years of the in the Pacific theater. So, and I don't think it's necessary.
And Japan had offered a surrender with the condition we get to keep the emperor.
Yes.
The United States said no. Drop a bomb. Okay, you get to keep the emperor.
Right, and I believe that just that the dropping of the bombs were just as much a message for Russia, the Soviet Union, as they were the Soviet Union, which basically was Russia, was just as much a message for them as it was. And I don't think that a single Japanese person needs to die to send a message to the Soviet Union. That's wrong, and that's evil, and that's a concern I have. So, yeah, it's easy to go to World War II. This is the most just war in the last century. You don't see people defending World War I, where the United States' intervention basically caused Hitler to rise to power. It's a bit of a stretch, but not much of one. It's not much of a stretch. If the United States hadn't gotten World War I, then the Allies, Great Britain and France, wouldn't have had that much of an upper hand over Germany. And they wouldn't have been able to shove the Treaty of Versailles, which was so onerous, down on the Germans. And the German people wouldn't have suffered so greatly between World War I and World War II, therefore opening the door for this crazy fascist nut job to get into power. Now, we don't know for certain, but it is highly unlikely that if the Treaty of Versailles had not have been put into place, that Hitler would have risen to power. Many historians have said this. You don't see people going after the Vietnam War or anything like that. They always hold up World War II. And that's fine. They were killing Jews, and it was an awful, awful conflict. It's pretty clear to see who the bad guys were. And basically, it was a conflict between Stalin and Hitler, not a conflict between the United States and Hitler. But, you know, that's the U.S. We tend to be somewhat ethnocentric. So, yeah, on one issue, I'm anti-war, and it's because I don't believe in endangering the U.S. I think that our foreign policy, specifically the foreign policy in the Middle East, is what endangers this country. Terrorists aren't attacking Switzerland, for instance, which doesn't have a military presence in the Middle East. They have attacked other governments that have presence there in order to convince them to get out. And I'm convinced. Let's get out. Let them do whatever they're going to do over there. Let the equilibrium fall however it's going to fall. And at some point or another, things will be fine. The issue with the United States is they want control of that oil. It's all about the oil.
Yes.
So, I don't find that just. You're not talking about justice there. We're not talking about the Christianity and Islam, one superiority to the other. You're talking about the superiority of oil and possessing it. And that's what my concern is there. And I don't consider that to be a particularly progressive point of view. But I do think that we have to look at the progressive movement. We have to look at the conservatives. We have to look at these people for the good ideas. These people have good ideas. The idea that just the Democrats or just the Republicans are the good party. If you think that all the ideas from the Republicans or all the ideas from the Democrats are bad, you're a partisan and your opinion doesn't matter. You're going to vote for whoever, whatever your party is anyway. You're not being convinced. It's the people in the middle that actually make the decisions in this country. The people that can have their ideas swayed. So I really don't have any interest in somebody who would vote for Hitler if he was a Republican or vote for Stalin if he was a Democrat. Those people don't matter to me. If you're voting just based on a D or an R, you're not thinking. You're not interesting to me. I want to talk about ideas. And the Democrats and the Republicans, they have some good ideas on both sides. So, yeah, I hope I'm adopting the good ideas. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, and it seems to me that most of the Republican ideas are we're against what the Democrats support, and the Democrat ideas are generally we're against what the Republicans support.
Well,
and then what they actually support falls somewhere in the middle of what the other party is actually opposed to.
What they support is whatever they get the biggest payoff from supporters, and then they just all the rest of it's just yickety yak, and that's why I just think that this system is doomed. I just think the Constitution's doomed. It was, a flawed document when it was written. It's written by men. How could it not be flawed? FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime, or our Facebook page at Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com. There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.